This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Simon, it's very exciting. In the studio, we have two lovely boys who are really quite pretty.
They are indeed, yes.
I'm trying to control myself just slightly, just a little bit.
You're doing well.
I'm being professional. Can you look, Simon, please yeah. Do the honours.
We are joined by Luke Hines and Scott Gooding. Now, these guys were on My Kitchen Rules.
Yes.
And have brought clean living to Australia. They've recently brought out a cookbook. And an exercise book in one. And that's something that you don't normally see. It's normally one or the other, isn't it? So it's good to sort of see the correlation between the two. But we wanted to have a chat to you, I suppose, about clean living and paleo to begin with. Paleo is something which people refer to as a caveman diet. Can you shed a bit of light on exactly what it is?
Yeah, I guess it is. I mean, essentially it is the caveman diet. So it's kind of tapping into the diet that our ancestors would have eaten. So before the agricultural revolution, I think that's the point that needs to be made. So prior to 10,000 years ago, when we were hunter-gatherers, we had a diet that was very varied, but typically it was high in fat, medium protein, and a low-carb diet. So that kind of sets it aside from everything else. And obviously, being hunter-gatherers, everything was fresh. And there's no processed foods, there's nothing refined. So it's if you could pick it, forage it, hunt it, kill it.
Yeah. And we were getting our fruit and vegetables from the other side of the world.
And
that
I think,
sort of thing.
I think what's important too is that we do kind of nickname it the caveman diet. But obviously we live in a very different world and we're not always going to be living the same lifestyle as a caveman. So before those people who can sometimes jump on the paleo word and go, nut, 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 can't be good for you, remember that we're adapting the elements of a paleo lifestyle to a modern day lifestyle. So we're realistic about it too, in knowing that where we do get our produce, we're not catching live animals. Well, Scott occasionally does. he's got a possum problem. But it's all about making it work for you in this day and age. And if that means eating less processed foods and less sugar, then you're doing something pretty good for your body.
That sounds all a bit boring, really.
Do you want us to sing it? Sing the answers.
No. I really like sugar. Not in a crazy like I'm in love with sugar, I want to marry it way, right? But I like a bit of sugar. You know, I like my sugar.
In an American Pie kind of way?
It depends on the day.
In a bottle of V kind of way. Where is your bottle of V, by the way?
Just behind
it. Just hidden from us.
Bottle of death, that is.
A bottle of big or small.
But, you know, people say, you know, this clean living thing, it's for boring people. But that's for boring people. Look, is it boring? Is it really that boring?
I might take that. You know how I get a little bit about being told that my lifestyle is boring. So, boys, I don't drink, I don't do drugs, I don't really do much all that's kind of bad. And a lot of people go, you're pretty boring. But I got to say, I kind of get my back up a little bit sometimes, only because I've actually never felt better and I've never felt happier. Coming from a history of all sorts of things in my family, through dealing with a brother with a drug addiction, myself dealing with depression from time to time, for me, feeling phenomenal is number one. And if I can achieve that through diet and nothing else, then I think you're doing pretty well.
It's funny you brought that up, actually, because I'll make a public apology while we're at it.
Oh, hang on. Okay, note this in your diaries. Off you go.
You're recording, are you?
I'm recording. Okay.
I did diss the paleo diet when I first heard about it, and I thought, now, what a crock.
When we say diss, I'm talking like full-on went to town.
It was a few minutes. It was a few-minute rant.
It was a rant.
It was
however,
major rant.
However,
I wish I heard it.
I thought that I'd give it a go, and I did do it for a few months, and Easter was my downfall. But what it did sort of show me, and I'm a chef and pastry chef and baker, what it did show me was that there's a whole new side of cooking that I knew nothing about.
Absolutely.
And I needed to be more creative with ingredients and look more in depth at what they are. And I'm really happy I did it because I did learn a lot from it. But if there's anybody who can find a loophole in a diet, that's me.
Oh, I like this.
I found out that I could make my own chocolate
on paleo, and I was making cakes and breads and stuff like that. And that's where I found that really interesting. Yeah, but I think, look, it would have done nothing for my cholesterol with the amount of coconut oil I was eating. But yeah, there is actually a whole side of paleo, which, you know, it's not all boring. Yeah, you can still have chocolate, you can make it.
And it's certainly not all restrictive. I think people think, you know, they jump on the paleo diet and immediately all their food choices are diminished. But in actual fact, there's a paleo version of everything, you know. Luke and I are bringing out a cookbook in a couple of weeks called Fast Food.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Wow, who would have thought?
there's a section for the plug.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It's at the end, wasn't it?
Calm down. But wrong book.
There are a healthy alternative to all the crappy foods out there. So it's not restrictive.
And the key is also whatever you're doing in moderation. I know there are paleo brownies and there's paleo cakes. If you eat a whole cake, it's still a cake. Let's not forget this.
But it's still delicious. While we hear from Stargazer, it's a bit of feel good here in the back seat.
One of Scott's favourites.
Oh, how perfect. Right in the back seat with Simon and Michael here on Joy 94.9.
Yes. Looking back to, say, the 60s when, remember, smoking was really healthy and really great for you, and then now we work out that we're all dying from it.
Yes.
What do you think that we're doing today that will be the new smoking?
Ooh.
I think sugars.
I think paleo's got a good sort of basis around this.
Oh, I think the sugar, you know, which is pretty recent in, you know, the whole history of eating and being on this planet.
And I even think the drinking culture. I think there's a huge drinking culture at the moment. One of the things as a non-drinker I feel is that pressure that to be social, you're drinking.
Yeah.
And I think more and more people are realizing that it isn't actually that good for them. And I think there's going to be a huge shift with that. Sugar, alcohol, and then I guess food as a whole. People are looking towards food now as medicine, food to make us healthy long term, preventing sickness rather than becoming sick and then trying to do something about it.
Mm. Yeah.
What sort of advice would you give me? Look, I'm nowhere near anything that you do, right? I'm nowhere there, nowhere at all. What would be a good place to start if I wanted to sort of change the way I ate and lived and stuff? You know, what would be
how
a
long
nice?
Have you got?
Oh, look.
Oh, we would need a couple of weeks. First, you need to boot up the arse.
I'm thinking long term. I'm thinking long term. I don't need short term success. I'm thinking long term.
Right. Okay.
I'm a realist. I don't expect maybe two. Who knows? Yeah. Who knows? Maybe longer. Okay. Right? Okay. Where would I start?
Well, I think it's an interesting point to raise that, you know, when you're looking to make change, you should make it over a long time, you know. I think when you make changes, they need to be incremental. But I would start with looking at your amount of sugar and carbohydrates in your diet and sort of turning those down and increasing your fat content. You know, our diets, typically our modern day diets are high carb, low fat. We're told to eat low fat, low fat, low fat. But in actual fact, we need to up our saturated fat. You know, the view on fat has really changed in the last sort of few years. And now it's become mainstream almost, or getting mainstream, that high fat diet is the way to go. So I would look at your carbohydrate intake to begin with. Maybe, I don't know what your fitness regime is at the moment.
I think it's non-existent.
We were speaking about that. Now, I think that the guys can show you how to do some crunches or something in the studio.
You know what I wouldn't mind seeing?
Yes. Oh, okay.
Scott giving the example of a burpee.
Oh, okay.
And running through that. The burpees are loved and hated.
Look, I love watching people doing burpees. I hate doing them.
Yeah, hang on. I love, as a PT, telling people
you love
how to
doing
do.
Them in your jocks.
Oh, okay. All right, here we go.
This is radio, my friend, not TV.
That's okay.
The viewers are suddenly listening.
We do have recording equipment here.
Yes.
And we could put this to Facebook.
Look, I have no problem personally. It'll be for my own private collection. But
we do need a few more likes on Facebook, don't we? I think we might get them this way.
Well, I'm happy with that.
I think we're going to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Joe. What we'll do is I'll play a song, right? I'll play a song, and that way we can get ourselves organised.
Excellent.
So this is something new from Clean Bandit and Jess Glynn. It's Real Love. It's what I'm feeling right now, actually. You are in the back seat here on Joy 94.9. And coming up, we're going to do some exercise in our jocks here on Joy.
Oh, you got the feeling that I want to feel. Oh,
You're on Joy 94.9. You are listening to Backseat S&M with Simon and Michael on your Monday afternoon. Now, we've got some strange happenings in the studio, very wonderful things happening in the studios. Michael, what's happening?
Look, I've got no shirt on.
Got no shirt on.
And I'm about to do some burpees.
Luke's got no pants on.
No, and
Scott has a pair of jocks on.
Just his jocks, which I must say, work well for him.
They do indeed. Well. They do indeed. Now, we were going to get you to do some exercise.
Yes,
now, great. Burpees, I think, was the exercise of choice?
Apparently, yes.
Excellent. Yes. Okay. Scott, would you like to explain a burpee?
So, yeah, a burpee, as odd as it sounds, is just going from a standing position to a lying position. Now, you've got to get your chest and your thighs.
Well, you're dressed appropriately.
Well, yeah, exactly. Nothing in between. So, you've got to get your chest and your thighs on the ground. And then you come back to your feet and then you do a vertical jump, put your hands above your head. You can do a little clap if you want.
It's going to kill me. Yeah. It's going to kill me.
We're only going to do, you know, 30 or 40, so...
And I love how personal trainers put it and make it sound so easy.
It's only 30 but then, or 40.
Well, after about 5, I'm ready to kill myself.
Yes.
So
after 1, I will be, actually.
All right, so we are recording this. We will put it onto our Facebook page.
I am filming live in nothing but underwear. Now, what we've got to do is get Scott to give us an example first. Okay, break it down now. Don't rush. Don't rush. Here we go. Scott doing a burpee in his jocks.
Okay, so what have we got? We've got... See, he does it too well. Look at him. He just... It's like a fit. He's like a frog. He's like a frog.
He's a fitness freak, isn't he?
It's ridiculous.
He's a fitness frog.
Wait, look, it's good. Good. Great for me to watch. I'm going to kill him by the end of it.
Now it's your turn.
Hey, here we go.
Just do one.
Just do one.
I can't remember.
So your hands are going to go just in front of your feet.
Yep.
And then you're going to jump your feet back.
Yep.
Drop all the way down to your thighs and chest touch the floor.
Okay.
And then reverse that, come back to your feet.
Radio. Okay. See, this, it looks so easy.
It does
look
easy.
It looks so easy, but I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do it this way so they can't watch me out the studio.
And we can hear the laughing in the background.
They are loving it. They are loving it. Okay, so I do this. Do I have to drop? Do I drop?
Right to the ground.
Just place your hands in front of your feet, and then your legs jump back.
Oh, like this? Like that?
Yes.
Yeah, and then what's next?
Sort of.
This is a good view from down here, by the way.
So just lower yourself down, so your chest and your thighs on the floor. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Keep going, keep going.
No!
Yeah, okay, go. Okay, and then come back to your feet.
Oh. I nearly let out. No, I'll try it again. Okay, hang on.
So hang on. Rather than slowly going down towards the floor, just let it all go.
Oh, that's what I'm
Let it all go.
Okay, fine.
So rather than reversing a push-up, just... Let it go.
March.
Oh, there he is, and he's down.
Oh,
and look, in his defence, he hasn't had his can of V.
No,
normally, you'd be a bit more on your game, wouldn't
you? I've been dealing with children all day, for goodness sakes. Oh, and then I just do this, and I do this, and I go up, and I clap, yes.
Excellent. Well done. Well done.
Big round.
You've got a bit of a roll on now. Here we go. I'm worried that your feet are going to go through that wall.
Oh, it doesn't. Joy will pay for it.
Okay. Here we go. Yes.
Well done.
Here we go. Let
off. I'm trying really hard not to swear while I'm doing it.
Give yourselves a round of applause.
Oh, excellent. Well done.
Good job.
No, keep it off. Keep it off. I think... I need a rest.
You do need a rest. So why don't we play a bit of Reagan? All of the pieces, and you can pick up the pieces.
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah. All right, excellent.
You're in the back seat. Let's go. Here on Joy. You're in the back seat. Here on Joy 94.9. I have my breath back. Finally.
That took shorter than I thought it would.
No. I can regain. I can regain if I have to. That's fine. We have had Luke and Scott in the studio with us now, boys. Before we head to the news, firstly, thank you for coming in. I'm not going to thank you, Scott. But you have a book. What's the book? Tell us
about
the
book. We've got Clean Living, Quick and Easy, which is in stores at the moment, which is all about making functional fitness and paleo nutrition quick and easy. But if you're looking for a Christmas gift, there's that one and another one coming up. Scotty?
Yeah, I mentioned it earlier. It's clean living fast food. So healthy paleo versions of everyday fast foods. So
donuts,
meat
pizzas.
Pies, donuts, pizzas, all the rest of it.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's where I could contribute with my chocolate and my slices. And Yeah.
Thank you, boys, for coming in. All the details will be at joy.org.au/backseat shortly. It's time for the news, boys. It's time for the news. But you can stay. You can stay if you like.
We're not leaving.
You're in Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.